This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Healthcare funding bleeds the most when Louisiana's budget is in the red. Since it appears the scalpel will be wielded for some time yet to come, how do gubernatorial candidates plan to stitch Louisiana's healthcare together?
I would accept the Medicaid expansion, and I would do it very early in my administration.
John Bel Edwards says it makes fiscal sense.
There are federal tax dollars that are going to other states.
David Vitter.
I have not taken off the table, I've been very clear about this, expanding coverage under the Medicaid program.
He adds he would set conditions for doing so. Jay Darden would set a task force.
Charged with presenting to me a waiver proposal that we will submit to Washington to justify taking the money.
Scott Angel.
Now, I believe that there are opportunities for us to create waivers to submit to the federal government.
Also an issue, the privatization of the LSU hospital system. Vitter says
the old charity system's being transformed through public-private partnerships.
Angel.
These partnerships have restored in many cases and exceeded the level of services formerly provided by the state cash-strapped system.
But John Bel Edwards says
the privatization scheme illegally used advanced lease payments, $500 million we're going to owe back out of future Medicaid payments.
Edwards also notes one of the partnerships is headed to court for breach of contract.
It actually resulted from dozens of blank pages in the contract that was approved by the LSU Board of Supervisors.
Darden says the state has to make it work.
We're too far down the road to now say we're going to stop and redo this whole thing.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.